RadioMD.com. Dr. Pam Peake, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peake Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on Radio MD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peake. Summer lovin'. Is there a seasonal change in sexuality? So we got an answer for you from an expert, of course. Dr. Stacy Millhiser is the Chief Scientific Officer of Newell. She is also a Clinical Assistant Professor and Director of the Female Sexual Medicine Program in the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at Stanford University Medical Center. Dr. Millhiser, welcome to Her Radio. This is a really interesting topic, and you have an absolutely fantastic breadth of knowledge about this. So I'm going to put it right to you. Are there certain trends you see with women and their sex drive based on the season?
Yeah, and I just want to say you introduced me as Stacy Millhiser, and I just want to say that my first name is Leah Millhiser. But I just wanted to clarify that before
That's okay.
You asked a really great question. Is there a seasonality? And the answer is that no one's really looked at this from a research perspective, but we know anecdotally when we see women as patients who have sexual concerns, summer months are a great time for sexual activity for women. Why is that? It's because a lot of women tend to get in shape for the summer. They're exercising more. They're getting a little bit more body confidence. You're wearing a little less clothing. You're feeling a little more sexy about yourself. So from that perspective, the summer months are a great time for sexual activity for women. But again, has this ever been seen in a research study? No. But we do hear about it.
Oh, I think that's fabulous. And I think, with people wearing less clothes and, more revealing things and who doesn't feel like just sort of hanging out on a beautiful summer night, versus freezing your you-know-what off in the middle of the winter. And so, I think that there's
right.
a lot to say about that, don't you think? And, what if a woman isn't feeling in the mood for sex? When do you think that there's something wrong with that? I mean, obviously we have roller coaster feelings about this, but when do you kind of do a red flag thing?
Yes, that's also a great question. In this country, about 1 out of 15 women have distressingly low sex drive. These women have a chronic problem, meaning it's been around for more than 6 months, and it doesn't matter whether it's the summer and, they're feeling that their body is in great shape and, they've got this great partner. Nothing really makes their sex drive better. So, a vacation's not going to do it. A gift isn't going to do it. These women really have a distressing problem that's long-term. That's when a woman may be experiencing what we call hypoactive sexual desire disorder. And it's really important in those scenarios that she does go and speak with her clinician because there are solutions. There are ways for her to address this. But I think it's really important for your listeners to know that this is a common, low libido is a common concern. Now, low libido doesn't necessarily mean HSDD or hypoactive sexual desire disorder. In fact, 44% of women in this country, that's almost 1 out of every 2 women in this country, have a concern about their sexual function. It's not causing distress. It's not causing, it does get better when they go on vacation. It does get better when they get a gift. It does get better when they're working out, but it's something that they also are looking for solutions for. So I think it's important to sort of stratify. Is this a chronic problem that's been present for more than 6 months that doesn't get better no matter how you try? So lack of desire, no interest in sex, you're not fantasizing about it. Versus, is this just, I'm tired, I'm stressed, I'm not really in the mood, the kids are driving me crazy. You really have to kind of stratify which bucket these women sort of fall into. Either way, they're both incredibly important for a woman to address with her clinician.
Okay, so if you're going to the stress place, you know, with the children and Lord knows everything else, I can only imagine that just about every woman out there, you know, has been experiencing some level of stress and exhaustion, and the last thing on her mind is sex. But just with the ability to be able to manage and control some of the stress and really open up some time, really deliberately schedule time to be, you know, sexual, that's a really great way to address that. But if a woman truly has hypoactive sexual desire disorder, what are the treatment options?
Right. So, you know, we are so fortunate that back in October, the FDA approved the first of its kind solution or drug for hypoactive sexual desire disorder, which is the most common sexual dysfunction in women. And that drug, as many of us know, is called ADDIE, also known as flibanserin. ADDIE is a great option for women who have been experiencing hypoactive sexual desire disorder. Now, you know, truly, this needs to be diagnosed by a clinician. It is by prescription, so women need to get that prescription from their doctor. But we have seen, you know, in the clinical studies, ADDIE really works. And I certainly have used it in my clinical practice with my patients, and I'm seeing the benefits of ADDIE. And, you know, we know from research that when women have HSDD, it affects every aspect of their life. It affects their relationships, it affects with their friends, with their partner, how they perform at work, their body image. So really, you know, whether it's ADDIE or any other approach to treating low libido, of which counseling is also a very important approach, you know, we know that when you fix the problem, you see all those, that ripple effect from the positive benefit. The woman does better at work. She does better at home. She does better in the relationship. She feels better about herself. Addressing low sexual desire, especially HSDD, it's as important to your health as addressing other issues, because we know that it has a positive impact not only on health and wellness, but quality of life.
Well, you know, you and I are both physicians, and you and I both know that the question about sexual desire and libido is not asked very frequently,
right,
during, you know, exam times and sessions, and for that matter, it's blown off by a lot of practitioners, and that breaks my heart and must blow yours, because this is central to your research and to the wonderful work you're doing, you know, currently, and so let's just first go to the practitioner place. Where does a practitioner really need to intercede and become much more assertive about bringing this up? And what happens when a woman kind of withdraws a little bit and gets a little embarrassed and all the rest of it? How does that work? Just real briefly.
Yeah, so real briefly, it takes 2 minutes to ask the question. All a doctor or clinician has to do is say, has there been anything that's been affecting your sex life lately that you would like to address with me today? Do you have any concerns? That's it. If the woman says yes and you're out of time, then you say, okay, that's great. Let's bring you back for a longer visit, or I'm going to refer you to someone in the community who treats this issue. If the woman, if the doctor's not bringing it up, then I empower every woman to bring it up at their next visit. It's very simple. All you need to say is, you know, doctor, I've been having this concern with my sexual desire that I'd really like to discuss with you today. It doesn't matter if the doctor has the hand on the door and is about to leave. You need to empower yourself to bring it up, because it's incredibly important.
I think that that is so important. I want everyone out there to hear what Dr. Leah Millhauser just said, and that is, you have to be your own best advocate with this. So bring it up. Bring up libido. Bring up issues, if you're really having them, with regard to what we now call hypoactive sexual desire disorder. You may have this. Talk about it. Be assertive and stand up for yourself. You've got to advocate for yourself. It's so terribly important. We've really been talking about the issue of sexuality and libido in women, and please, I really implore all of you to just get aggressive about taking this seriously. Thank you, Dr. Millhauser, for being on her radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Shoot your questions over to us at askher@radiomd.com. And whatever you do, stay well.